B-Pod Studios.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Shay, you want to do War of the Roses with Caleb. Now, have you guys been dating very long? Because when I read your message, it almost sounds like maybe you guys haven't defined the relationship yet.
It's only been like 2 months we've been dating. It's very fresh. But I just feel like we have all this great chemistry. We get along. We laugh. I feel like every time we go out, it feels very romantic. And, you know, it seems like it should be going somewhere. But our last date was amazing. It went great. And then we ended up going back to his place and, you know, things were getting hot and heavy. We were getting ready to move furniture. And then he just stopped abruptly and is like, I can't do this, and tells me he needs me to leave. And I'm like trying to ask him, what's going on? Is there someone else? And he's just like saying no to everything that I ask him and not explaining what's going on. So I want to know what's going on.
Is that the first time that you guys had been fooling around?
Yeah, I mean, like, we'd kissed after dates and stuff, but that was the first time it was, you know, going towards something.
Maybe he's a good guy.
I don't know what I can say on air, but, you know.
Yeah, but if they've been together for, what did you say, 2 or 3 months?
Just, like, 2 months. Yeah, we've been on, like, a date every couple weeks, you know.
It's like, that's
nothing crazy.
I would say a normal timeline, 2-3 months, that you would start to maybe move furniture together.
Well, yeah, I mean, I thought it'd be quicker. Yeah.
Two Hugh Hefners over here.
What do you mean?
I mean, maybe, I don't know, Roy.
Well,
I'm just,
I mean, how long did you wait?
How long did I wait?
Yeah,
there was no wait. I was such an object. The women wanted me, Lauren.
Yeah.
Shut up, Roy.
Well, what if he's really religious and he wants to wait until he gets married?
Possibly, but that needs to be a discussion.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not right for Shay to sit there in the cold like that.
Right. And like, after that awkward encounter happened, he hasn't explained anything more? It's just, is he just ignoring it, or...
I mean, we talked about it a little bit after, like, while we were getting dressed, he was like, he just kept saying, it's not you, it's me, and I don't know what that means, and it was awkward, and I'm, like, trying not to cry as I'm getting dressed.
All right, well, we're going to give him a call. Stay quiet on the phone, especially stay quiet until we find out what he wants to put on the note. That tells a lot about a relationship if he is, in fact, cheating, but let's get him on the phone, and we're going to do War of the Roses.
Hello?
Hi, I am looking for Caleb, please.
Who's this?
My name's Marie. I'm actually calling from Flowers for You. We're a romantic gift company trying to get our name out there. And I'm calling because I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected both of you to get a dozen of beautiful free red roses.
What do I have to do?
You won't have to do anything except for me. Just give me the name of someone that you would like to send romantic roses to. And then I also have a card.
And it doesn't cost me anything?
No.
All right, we can do it real quick.
Okay. Yeah, it'll just take a moment. So who would you like to send them to?
Can you send them to Doug?
To Doug? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is anonymous, right? I don't need to put my name, do I?
I mean, no. You, as long as that person knows that they're from you, I guess you could just let that person know.
All right. Well, can you put, hey, Doug, from you know who, and a smiley face?
I can. All right.
Perfect. When will he get these?
He's definitely not getting them.
Probably not before Shay finds out about this.
Oh, sorry?
Yeah, we've just discovered that you are sending romantic flowers to a man, and Shay, your girlfriend's on the phone. She heard that. This is War of the Roses on the Mania War of the Red Morning Show. It's where we catch cheaters.
Shay, are you really there?
I'm here. Oh, this is awkward.
Are you gay?
I mean, look, Shay, I should have been up front with you. And that's why I couldn't do it with you the other night. I couldn't go all the other way. And I've been trying to experiment with girls, but I just can't help my feelings. And it's not fair to Doug. And I talked about it with Doug about you and what happened.
Well, here's the thing. We'll stop recording this right now. If you're in the closet and you don't want this, you know, to be publicly known, mm-hmm. okay? That's number one, Caleb. We do respect that. Are you an out gay man?
Well, everyone who knows me knows I'm gay, except for Shay.
I guess I feel a little stupid for not knowing or noticing, yeah.
I mean, he got excited when he was with you, didn't he, Shay?
He did, and then it, you know.
Okay.
Didn't.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I feel better about it because I really thought it was something I did or said or maybe something about the way I looked, you know? So it's good to know that it really wasn't me. One thing for sure, I'll never forget that night.
You know, it's just shame on me for not manning up and just telling her, you know, the truth.